If equally matched, offer battle. If slightly inferior in numbers, avoid the enemy. If quite unequal in every way, flee from him. Though an obstinate fight may be made by a small force, in the end it must be captured by the larger force. Now the general is the bulwark of the state. If the bulwark is complete at all points, the state will be strong. If the bulwark is defective, the state will be weak. There are three ways in which a ruler can bring misfortune upon his army. First, by commanding the army to advance or to retreat, being ignorant of the fact that it cannot obey. This will hobble the army. Second, by attempting to govern an army in the same way as he administers a kingdom, being ignorant of the conditions of that army. This causes unease among the soldiers. Third, by appointing officers of his army without discrimination, and in ignoring the principle that the military must adapt to circumstances at hand. This shakes the confidence of the soldiers. When the army is restless and distrustful, trouble is sure to come from the other feudal princes. This is simply bringing anarchy into the army and flinging victory away. Consequently, we may know that there are five essentials for victory. First, he will win who knows when to fight and when not to fight. Second, he will win who knows how to handle both superior and inferior forces. Third, he will win whose army is animated by the same spirit throughout all its ranks. Fourth, he will win who has prepared himself and waits to take the enemy unprepared. Fifth, he will win who has the military capacity, and the sovereign does not interfere with his command.
It is the sovereign's function to give broad instructions, but to decide on battle, it is the function of the general.
Hence the saying, if you know the enemy and know yourself, you need not fear the result of 100 battles. If you know yourself but not the enemy, for every victory gained you will also suffer a defeat. If you know neither the enemy nor yourself, you will succumb in every battle.